De gmarm secht as vachin daf yud chesam and beis quotes a brisa. Chetanya, the pasuk says regarding the mitzvah of tzitzis or isem oisai. Says the gmarm pratel ksus laila. A beged, a garment for the night, is potter from tzitzis. Ask the gmarm ena el pratel ksus suma. Maybe what's meant to be excluded is the beged of a blind person. Also can't do re'isim, so it can't be seen. Answers the Gemara, says the Brais Kishoyma, since there's another pasuk that says, Asher Techasaba, that comes to say that any garment that's used is included in the obligation of tzitzis, Harek Susuma Omer. That comes to include the beged of a blind person. Hamanim Kaim re'isim, I say. So why does the pasuk of re'isim, I say, come to teach us? Pratlik Sus Laila. Ask the Gemara, Maru Luis, so Larabis Ksusuma, Lahoitzik Suslaila. What makes you include the beggar of a blind person and exclude the beggar of the night? Maybe we should say the other way, that the beggar of a blind person is excluded from a Chiyiv Tzitzis, and the beggar of night is Mechuyiv and Tzitzis. Answers the Gemara, Marbanik Susuma. I include the beggar of a blind person, for though he unfortunately cannot see it, others can. But whereas we exclude the ksus laila, no one can see it. So our Gemara teaches us that a ksus laila, a beggar of the night, is potter from tzitzis. So there's a migmach loikus rishonim. What is included or excluded from a ksus laila? The Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, says a ksus laila means a beggar that's worn at night. At night, it's a din at night. At night, a person doesn't have to wear tzitzis on any type of beggar. Presumably, the Rambam would obviously hold that by day, one would have to wear tzitzis, no matter what type of beggar it is. The Rosh, however, has a different interpretation. The Rosh says that it's not dependent on when you are wearing the beggar, but what it's dependent on is what is the purpose of this beggar. If it's the type of beggar, if it's a beggar that's meant to be worn by day, it's chayav tzitzis, even if you wear it at night. If on the other hand, it's a beged that's meant to be worn by night, even if you wear that beged by day, you'll be potter from tzitzis. In other words, the Rosh's opinion is that pajamas, for example, if you had four-cornered pajamas, you'd be potter from tzitzis because they're meant to be worn by night. And even if you wore them by day, you'd be chayiv, you'd be potter. On the other hand, a beggar that's been meant to be worn by day, even if you wore it by night, you'd be chayiv in tzitzis. Interesting. The Ran takes both opinions. The Ran holds that whether it's a beggar that's meant to be worn by day, but it doesn't make a difference at night, it's potter. And second of all, if it's a beggar that's meant for night purpose, it's potter by day. The Mishkanes Yaakov, in Eurechayim Simen Chof Beis, explains that this machloikis really is connected to a question that's discussed in Masech de Menachis, Daf Mem Aleph Omer Aleph. How do we look at the chiv tzitzis? Is it a chiv on the person, or is it a chiv on the beged? If we're going to say it's a chiv on the person, so then we're going to say that at day the Torah tells the person you must wear tzitzis, and at night the Torah tells the person you need not wear tzitzis. But if we're going to say that it depends not on the person, but the chiv, the obligation, comes from the beged, so it doesn't depend when the person wears the beged, rather what it will depend on is what is the purpose of the beged. If the purpose of the beged is to be worn by day, or to be worn by night. And actually, the Mishnah Yaakov says, this can help us understand, because we look throughout Shas, there seems to be a contradiction, and what is the opinion of Rashi? So how do we reconcile Rashi's seemingly contradictory opinions? Says the Mishnah Yaakov, because Rashi looks at every sugya that discusses this question and sees how does the sugya that Rashi is explaining understand the chiyuv of tzitzis. If the chiyuv is based on ksus, a chiyuv on the individual, Rashi would explain this gemara that way. If the gemara is following the opinion that the chiyuv is on the beged, he'll explain that way. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruchayim Simen Yud Ches, if Aleph says the Shulchan Aruch, Laila loves man tzitzis, night is not the time for tzitzis, dimit mevarisa maysoi, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this machlokes, L'ram makoma shalovish belayla potter, anything you wear at night is pot, afilu miyuchad liyoyim, even if it's a beggar that's meant to be worn by day, or mashalovish beyoyim, on the other hand, what you wear by day, chayiv, afilu miyuchad liyoyim, even if it's meant as a nighttime garment, and Rosh, just opposite. Ksusam yuchad lalayla potter, afilu loiv shabiyoyim. The godim that are meant for the night are potter, even if you wear them by day. The ksusam yuchad lalayim, and a beggar that's meant for day, chayiv afilu loiv shabalayla. Says the Ramah, v'sofak, hagav v'sofak brachas lahakal, since we have a rule, sofak brachas lahakal, alket ein levarach alav, don't make a bracha on tzitzis, elk shloivish biyoim, unless you're wearing it by day, for miyuchid gam kein liyoim, and it's meant for daytime wear. Vacha tfilas arvis, and then the remark continues after ma'arif, after be shadayin yoimu, even though you daven ma'arif early, and it's still day, ein lo levarchalav, don't make a bracha on tzitzis. Obelel Yom Kippur, we know the minig is Yom Kippur. We wear tzitzis all night. We wear talus by night and by day. Yis'ata b'yoyim, put on the tzitzis by day. And v'yivarchalav, that's when you should make the bracha. Don't wait too late when it's already night. There's a very interesting discussion in the Shalos Hatshuvos, Har Tzvi, Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Beis. He says that the Shulchan Aruch, the Sma, in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Hei, Sifkaten Zayin, discusses the question if a Din Torah can be conducted at night. Because the Shulchan Aruch says that we don't make kinyonim, we don't make dinei Torah at night. Therefore, however, says the Sma, that if one could see at night, in other words, if it's a place that is well lit, then the halacha will be that you would be able to make a din Torah. Says the Har Tzvi, very understandable. He says, when we look in the halacha of that Al Gemara discusses, that at night is not the time of tzitzis. So as we began our shir, from where does this halacha come? This halacha comes from the words of the Torah, Uri'isem, I say. The Torah doesn't speak about Yoyim and Laila. The Torah doesn't speak about day and night. The Torah speaks about being able to see. And therefore, suggests the Har Tzvi, that if you could see at night, then the halacha will be that even though it's night, but if you could see, you should be mechuyev and wearing tzitzis. And it's interesting that he concludes the tshuva with a beautiful Vart. He says, we know that many people have the minig after they do Kiddush Levana, they check their tzitzis. And the question is, why? What is checking the tzitzis, checking your tzitzis, looking at your tzitzis, have to do with Kiddush HaLevana? So he says, because during Kiddush HaLevana, we say, V'yir or HaLevana ka'or HaChama. What does that mean? That in Mitzvah Shem, the Meher B'Yameinu, when Mashiach comes, the night, the moon, will look like day. So if the moon will look like day, so then night will be a time that we wear tzitzis, because it will be light at night, just like it is light by day. So to show that we believe that Mashiach is coming very soon, and when Mashiach comes, we're going to have that incredible light, and we'll be able to see at night, and we'll therefore be mechuyev to wear tzitzis at night. Therefore, the minig became that at night when we do Kiddush Levana, to show that we believe in this and we hope for this happening in the very soon future, we check our tzitzis. Ramosha Sternbuch and the Shiles of Chuvas van Hoggis, Chelik Beis, Simon Tess, discusses this Har Tzvi, mentioning that if it's light in the room, the halacha is that you should wear tzitzis perhaps. And therefore he says that that's why he says that two interesting things. He says that's why some people have a minhag to wear tzitzis even by night. A shaila that we'll continue discussing hopefully soon. And another point he says, to strengthen the point that we just made, says, when we look at halacha, at what point in the morning may one put on the tzitzis? So normally, when we speak about morning in halacha, we speak about the alois ha-shachar, we speak about the netzach chama. Says Ramashi Sternbach, it's interesting to point out, when we speak about the morning in hilchis tzitzis, when can you already put on talus? When can you put on tzitzis? The shir is mishiyakar, for when you can see your friend at a certain distance, it matters what type of how well you know him, etc. So he says, why all of a sudden in this halacha does it depend on mishiyakar? Why isn't it like all over in halacha that morning begins by alois, by the tzeis? So he says very nicely, because here we're learning that tzitzis has a different rule than all other mitzvahs. Tzitzis are depending on Riyah. So since it depends on Riyah, we don't look at Alois, we don't look at Nates, we look at Mishiyakar. That's the time when you do or don't recognize someone else, and that's the time of Re'isim Eisai.